Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Hurricane Hotline as we continue on. A reminder, Miami and Notre Dame coming up on Wednesday night on AM 790, and joining us now from Locked On Canes and our University of Miami post-game host during the football season, Alex Dono. Dono, always great to speak to you. And man alive, has it been busy with University of Miami here in the offseason?
Oh, Joe, thank you so much for having me. And it's been crazy. It's been busy enough with Miami. I can't imagine how people who cover Alabama and Michigan must feel right now, and Washington, just with all the movement and with coaches moving, means they get an extra transfer portal window. This has just been one of the wildest college football off seasons, from, you know, pre-national signing day through all this transfer portal stuff. I have a hard enough time keeping track of Miami, let alone trying to keep track of what's going on at some of these other schools.
You and Malik Rozier handle our post-game show. You guys had a breakdown of Cam Ward, the quarterback that the University of Miami got through the transfer portal from Washington State. Big kid, strong arm, lands the deep ball really well, elusive, can scramble, although it did take a lot of sacks, especially in the Washington game. Nonetheless, he comes in as a very experienced quarterback. What was the breakdown that you and Malik, the conclusions between you and Malik?
Well, the highest praise that Malik, who has broken down Ward a lot within the recent week, and of course, not only is Malik a former Miami Hurricanes quarterback, he's also a quarterback's coach with QB Country Tampa. The words that Malik used were interesting. He thinks there's no one better in college football at manipulating the pocket than Cam Ward. Great word choice by Rozier, and something that I've certainly, I mean, anybody who's watched Cam Ward play notices just how dynamic he is, Joe, when it comes to using his athleticism to extend plays. He is capable of running. That's not really his mission statement most of the time when he moves around. He's usually looking to keep his eyes downfield, extend plays, and find an open receiver. And when he does that, not only does he do a good job keeping his eyes downfield, which is important in those scenarios, but he does have a very accurate deep ball. In terms of what Shannon Dawson is getting now with Cam Ward at Miami, you've got a quarterback who obviously has pro aspirations, because he had temporarily declared for the NFL draft before he decided to play one more year of college at Miami. So he's got his eyes on being a pro prospect next year. He's capable of making every throw. He's got the athleticism to extend plays. The only, I guess, concern that people would have about Ward, and that goes hand in hand to what you were talking about, Joe, you know, all the times he was getting hit. He did get sacked a lot at Washington State. Miami has a better offensive line, much better offensive line on paper than Washington State did last year, but he has fumbled quite a bit. He had 14 fumbles this past season. Not all of those were lost fumbles, but he had 14 fumbles. I think he's got 25 in the past 2 years. So ball security is going to be something that they look at. But another big takeaway, Joe, that Malik had is just how much luxury as a play caller you have from having a guy like Cam Ward, who just gives you so many options on third down with the way he's able to move and extend plays. So this is going to be exciting, and then there's a reason why Ward, you know, was considered by most publications to be the top quarterback available in the transfer portal. He not only has the ability, but he also has the experience, being, you know, a four-year starter the last 2 years at Washington State. He started his career at Incarnate Word in FCS, but he's got four full years of starting experience, and I think this is exactly the type of quarterback Miami needed.
Here's what I wonder. At Washington State, he threw the ball over 60% of the time. Miami run-pass is about even, about 50-50. So I wonder what gives there.
Well, in terms of what gives, I think is yet to be seen. But I know that what you're talking about, Joe, with Miami obviously having a strong running game, because we expect Miami to be five or six deep this coming year at the running back position. They just added another former Florida State running back in Rodney Hill through the transfer portal. They already had a lot in that room. I think Cam Ward he's looking forward to playing somewhere where he doesn't have to play hero ball, because at Washington State he was, you know, the vast majority of their offense, Joe. So I think, you know, being able to play somewhere where he doesn't necessarily have to throw 60% of the time, I will say, when you have a quarterback like Cam Ward, and if he's hot, maybe you do call 55% passing plays instead of 50%, Joe. So if something's got to give there, maybe that does take a few carries away from Miami's running back room, because, you know, I can't imagine you're not going to want to utilize a weapon like Cam Ward. So that's probably something that's got to give there. But I would think, from Ward's perspective, being able to come and play somewhere that has, you know, better protection theoretically from the offensive line than what he had the last couple of years, not to mention more options in the running game, that's going to take some pressure away from him.
Alex Zano, our guest on the show here tonight. Hurricanes did find an answer for one of the replacements for Cam Kitchens, and James Williams went into the portal and went to the West Coast to the team that played in the championship game, Washington. They bring in a safety that should help the back line of their defense.
Yeah, Mishael Powell, I think he goes by Mish, which is going to be easier for all of us to say, yourself included, when you're doing play-by-play. I think that this is a great job. You know, I can't necessarily directly compare him to a Cam Kitchens or a James Williams. Those were special players, especially Cam may not be so easily replaceable. But this was a big move by Miami, because, Joe, the Hurricanes have some talented safeties, but it's a very, very young room before Mish arrived. So, you know, he's going to add experience. He's going to add playmaking abilities. He had three interceptions last year, 38 or 39 tackles. He played well even in the national championship game against Michigan. There's no substitute for that sort of experience. I mean, we think about how valuable it was last year, you know, to add somebody like a Javion Cohen, who had played at Alabama, the left guard who's now moving on to the NFL. But he had such a great year at Miami, and he came from a program that, you know, did things the right way. And you could say the same thing about Powell. I mean, that Washington program just had an incredible year, national runner-ups. He started every single game for them. And, you know, it's one of those things. Yeah, I don't like to necessarily anoint anybody this early in the year before we've played spring ball and fall camp, but I would have to think that Powell would probably be one of the favorites to be a starting safety for Miami next year. And the experience that he's going to add, being a graduate transfer, he can help mentor some of these younger guys. When we think about the Jaden Harris's and Markeith Williams and Caleb Spencer, and Miami got another safety transfer from Vanderbilt, Savion Riley, who I think can be a good player. He's also a little inexperienced. I think he's only got 1 or 2 years in the books at that program. So bringing in a guy like Powell, he's going to be able to mentor that entire room. And I think this was a great move by Miami to bring this guy in.
Alex Dono with us. Dono, Mario Cristobal's first 2 years, 12 and 13, under 500. And some would look at that and say, well, we thought, you know, there's going to be a significant leap. Then, on the other hand, if you take a look at roster today compared to roster inherited, and you go, oh my, the turnover in the roster has been immense. And the roster this year, what they're doing right now between the recruiting and the portal, you have to say to yourself, well, Now they're making a strong run at trying to become a top 12 team for sure, because of you know, the playoff is expanded. And no question, this was a rebuild mode for Mario Cristobal. But after the first 2 years, I feel like maybe there's a little more pressure to move this thing closer to the goal line.
Yeah, especially when you go out and get a quarterback like Cam Ward. I think that makes a huge difference in the pressure, because if Miami hadn't added Ward, and obviously that was, I'm not going to say it was all luck. That would be an insult to Miami staff, because they put so much work into recruiting Ward. But there was a little luck at the end of the day, because he decided to change his mind about going into the NFL draft. So Miami was fortunate after all the work that they put into recruiting him to land him. But landing Cam Ward raises the expectations, Joe, because if Ward hadn't arrived, you're talking about potentially a competition for the starting quarterback for next year between a lot of guys who have talent but are not really proven. I mean, Ja'Kari Brown has only started 3 games at the college level. Emery Williams has started 2 games. You know, you did bring in Reese Poffenbarger, who I like, but all of his experience is in the FCS. So no matter how good your team would be around the quarterback, you wouldn't have the same expectations with one of those guys at starting quarterback that you have with Cam Ward. I can also, you know, mention what you brought up about the overall roster turnover. Miami's on their way to building the type of roster that competes for championships. You know, they didn't have that sort of depth a couple of years ago. And I think the big area, Joe, where Miami was just really lacking, and it's not easy to recruit these positions consistently because there's a lot of competition out there, but being able to start landing blue chip defensive linemen and offensive linemen consistently. The offensive line part is a little bit less surprising because of Cristobal and Mirabal's reputations. They've never had a problem recruiting O-linemen. You know, Miami has struggled to land consistent numbers of 4- and 5-star defensive tackles in recent years, and they just hauled in an incredible defensive tackle class with, you know, a 4-star in Artavius Jones and 2 5-stars. Coming in and Justin Scott and Armando Blunt, who could play edge or interior. We'll kind of see how he develops there. And Jason Taylor helped recruit a ton of top edge rushers like Marquise Lightfoot and Booker Pickett Jr., who's been dominating all these all-star games. So when you can raise your talent level at the line of scrimmage, that's the way that Kirby Smart has built Georgia, you know, having, you know, 3-4 deep at these trench positions. That's exactly what Mario Cristobal is trying to do at Miami. So it definitely, I think there's long-term pressure and there's short-term pressure, you know, because you've got 2 consecutive top 10 recruiting classes in 2023 and 2024. You don't expect so much out of the 2024 guys in their first year, but a lot of these 2023s, some guys like, you know, Reuben Bain and Mark Fletcher and CeCe Mauinoa already played a big role in their first year. A lot of those other guys from that class are going to step up this year, and then within a couple of years, the 2024s are going to be stepping up. So you've got long-term pressure, but now you also have some short-term pressure. When you add a guy like Cam Ward, you should be pretty good immediately.
And the last thing, you know, I was saying on the defensive line, I got the transfer in from North Carolina State at defensive tackle, and then you have Mesidor, Nigel Kelly coming back. Those two guys were injured, and they need all-conference seasons from those two players.
Yeah, the expectations for Reuben Bain's second year are through the roof if he can build on, you know, the type of true freshman season that he had. I'm glad you brought up Akeem Mesidor, because just like a lot of people forget, because we haven't seen him since for virtually the entire season. Some people are wondering, does he still have eligibility left? Yeah, he's got 1 year left. He should come back for Miami. Nigel Kelly, same thing. We barely saw him last year. I also like they added an edge from Marshall. Elijah Alston, who had put up really good stats there last year. He had 11.5 tackles for loss, had, you know, really good Pro Football Focus grades for what those are worth, and he played for Lance Guidry before, so he's got that familiarity with Miami's defensive coordinator. So there are a ton of reasons to be excited about this defensive line, because I even thought they had a lot of injuries on that unit last year, Joe, as you outlined some of those. I thought that they probably overperformed last year just based on the injuries and depth level. They've got more depth this coming season, so this is another unit that should be prolific.
All right, well, keep track Hurricane fans of the transfer portal. The transfer portal tracker, Locked On Canes, Alex Dono. He'll have it for you, plus more recruiting information between Dono and Bluestein. They've got you covered in that department. Dono, always great to have you with us. And, of course, Alex Dono on our post-game show as well. Thanks for being with us here tonight.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, that's Alex Dono. We'll continue on the show right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.